The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family invited him over on my recommendation for dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, and the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud and so she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres, and the main course. He dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table. And from then on, I've just had a bone of content. There is nothing lovey. That's not true. He didn't take a dump on our turkey. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me. And all the nonsense that goes back and forth between us is fun. It's just fun. Although I wouldn't put it past him to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3602, I say chew, of the BFO for Thursday the 25th of November 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and maybe we'll get some voice letters. Big Fatty. Listeners, Big Fatty, are you getting vulgar? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all in the U.S. of A. It is old Tom Turkey Day. And so, y'all, I think most people have the day off. And it is a day that, it's become a day of gluttony. But y'all, at some point today, I know it's kind of corny and all this kind of stuff, but y'all, at some point during the day today, and it doesn't have to be with anyone else, just to yourself, just kind of sit back and take a minute to think about, the things that you truly are thankful for, and you know, good health, and you know, having things and all are all good, though. But there's lots of things that we should just kind of sit back and. And be thankful that are part of our lives, and you know, be thankful for the things that we may not have anymore, but we're thankful that we had them at one time. And I'm referring for myself is the hat and the hat arena, and there's always good memories, and y'all, I encourage you to find those good memories and those things you're thankful for, and y'all just remember that people are thankful for you as well, and that's a good feeling, and just take a moment to enjoy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the time is here. Y'all, it is 1 month. 1 month until old Santa Claus comes to visit. By the way, y'all, I will not be saying this year on the Twitty I hope the fat man comes to visit, because you know I got put in the Twitty jail last year for saying fat a bit. Hey, okay. But y'all, if you hadn't done your crema shopping yet, you better get on it. Y'all, I saw the crema tree lots are gearing up, and some are already open, and y'all, the crema lights are going up, and the crema music is playing, and y'all, get on it. It's crema time. Yes, Big Daddy.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, because y'all, today, the 25th of November, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, is it Old Tom Turkey? No, it is not Old Tom Turkey, but it's somebody who loves to eat the Tom Turkey at the Podcaster of America dinner. That has been postponed for the past few years. He was also the number one fan of the BFO back in 2019. Oh yes, Big Fatty, back in the good old days. It's true. Used to do a little show. But doesn't do it anymore. But y'all, just one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. He has his own underpants business. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Well, you're right, I don't. But y'all, I'm talking about none other than terminally single Tim and the babies. I'm all Big Fatty. They go together like peanut butter and jelly. Like, oh, those are those turkeys that got saved by the neck. They keep gobbling or something. Y'all, if you see terminally single Tim on the Twitty or the Megaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! By the way, the Nip has joined us for today's little show. Say hi, Nip.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay. Y'all, yesterday we closed the little show. We had been to dinner with Olive at the Okra Grill. Oh yes, Big Fatty, you know Okra loves bread. No, not Oprah, Okra. Oh, never mind. Anyway, and I think we mentioned what we all had and all. But y'all, from there, the Nip and I, y'all, we went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it, y'all. You know, Big Fatty gave you the advice, don't go to the Von's East on the day before Thanksgiving. Because, y'all, it's a madhouse. It's a madhouse, I tell you. And y'all, I understand. From updates throughout the day, there's a 3-hour wait to pick up the honey baked ham in the City of Angels. So anyway, y'all, I wanted to get some more of the Chex cereal so I can make the nuts and bolts. And y'all, it was buy one get one free. And y'all, in the newspaper on Sunday, there was a coupon. Buy two boxes and get an extra dollar off. Big Fatty, you cheap ass. It's true. So y'all, I got, and y'all, there was also a coupon, buy two boxes of the Cheerios and get a dollar off. So y'all, I bought two boxes of the Cheerios. I bought two boxes of the Coon Chex and two boxes of the Rice Chex. Y'all, they had those good Jimmy Dean, sausage links, that I like to have, when we have brofkas here for Friday at Fatty's. So I've got a couple of those. Y'all, I picked up, even though I got some pecans at the Costco earlier in the week, y'all, they have the pecan pieces, which is what I put in the nuts and bolts. They were buy one get one free, so I got a couple of those. And y'all, I was wanting some cabbage. Oh yes, Big Fatty, we're all delighted you got cabbage. You'll be tooting it up like there's no tomorrow. It's probably true. So I got a head of cabbage, y'all. That's all I got. Y'all, I spent $29.30, but y'all, I saved $27.04. Yes, Big Fatty! And you Big Fatty, the Nip is talking while we're recording. Well, you know, the old people, they just talk to themselves. You know, I've got in the headphones and the micro hoist and the music's playing. He's just over there talking, you know. Oh, yes, let's talk about the people waiting in line for the honey-baked ham. Anyway, y'all, by the way, I'm having some delicious hot tea as I record this. Y'all, after we got home, y'all, I'm happy to report that my new air conditioning platform and enclosure, y'all, it looks so nice. So nice. Yes, Big Fatty, so nice. They built it twice. No, they didn't build it twice, but... and y'all, it's got a nice little gate on it, and they put me a little step, so I wouldn't strain myself. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the old people, they do not need to strain. I just looked at it briefly Tuesday night, but went out Wednesday morning and gave it the once over, as they say, and. But anyway, y'all, I got to tell you, y'all, it's hell to get old. It is just hell to get old. Because y'all, my morning routine is I get up, I go TT, or I put on the Apple clock, and I go TT, and then I come back, and I take the pillows off the bed and set them down, and then I walk over and I close the windows, because, you know, I have the windows open, because y'all like to sleep when it's nipply. But, and y'all, then I open the little tower on the left side. That's where I keep my pills. You know, you got to take your pills. And y'all, the routine is I open the day's pills and I dump them in my hand and my water's right there. I take them. And y'all, it's pretty dark in the room. But every day after I take the morning pills, I flip it around so the evening pills are sitting there waiting on me. Well, y'all, evidently I did not flip it around on Monday. And so when I got up to, I say, Tuesday morning, y'all, I took the go-to-bed pills when I woke up. And so when I came back, when we came back from the store, and y'all, I was tired on Tuesday. I couldn't really understand it. But anyway, so when I went to take the go-to-bed pills Tuesday night, y'all, I said, oh, I didn't take my morning pills. And y'all, so I dumped them out and took them and turned it, flipped it around so I could take the go-to-bed pills once the wake-up pills kind of kicked in a little bit. And y'all, so I don't know, probably an hour later, I went to take the go-to-bed pills and they weren't in there. And that's when I realized that I had taken the go-to-bed pills when I woke up. So y'all, then I had to get out another Trazodone and a melatonin, and I took it because, you know, y'all, did I mention that candy and the chocolate-covered pretzels and the peanut butter cups and the caramel corn? Y'all, when I was watching the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell... Y'all, I was sitting there, I was munching on that stuff like I was being paid to eat it. And y'all, about a little bit before 3 a.m. in the morning, all of a sudden, y'all, oh, I thought we were going to hurl. And so, y'all, I got up and took me a couple of Alka-Seltzers and finally went back to bed a little bit after 4 a.m. in the morning. Got up in the, you know, felt fine. Did my morning nipple walk around the big circle. Came back, had me some soup. Got my shower. And y'all laid down to take a little nip-a-nap. And y'all, that's when I was getting reports of the honey-baked ham. Backup out there in the City of Angels. Y'all, it's important to know these things, said no one ever. But y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely Tom Turkey Day. Y'all, don't forget to watch that Tournament of Macy's Parade today. And y'all, one of the things we were looking for at the Vonsies was, y'all, the vanilla wafers. Y'all, evidently there's a run on them. Couldn't find any of them. But Veda found some and brought them by to me on hump day afternoon. Y'all, we're taking coconut cake and banana pudding for our Thanksgiving dinner. And, old gal, is there something that you are really thankful for?
I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's an old softy after all. We love you too, Vera.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.